Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this morning is from our gospel lesson, Matthew chapter 11. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is our text. If you've been in church the last couple of weeks and paying attention, you may have noticed that the last couple of weeks I've preached on the Old Testament lesson. And there's a very good reason for that. For the last couple of weeks, we have been in Matthew chapter 10 and Jesus' message to his disciples in Matthew chapter 10 is just a little bit less than uplifting. A couple of weeks ago, Jesus said to his disciples, "Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake." And I don't find that being very pleasant, being hated by all for his name's sake. But what Jesus is saying is that as we share the gospel and tell people about the kingdom of God, there is going to be resistance, even to the point of causing division among family members. You see, preaching the gospel, preaching the kingdom of God, involves preaching the law and the gospel. Until we realize that we are sinners, we don't know that we need a Savior. And the world does not like to hear about sin. The world does not like to hear that it needs a Savior. And so even close members in the family who don't have faith will not like the message of the church because of the law and because it will cause division in the family. But then Jesus goes on. "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." And that goes in stark contrast to what Isaiah tells us during all of those Christmas messages, that Jesus is coming as the Prince of Peace. And that's just a little hard for us to reconcile in our minds, because we know that Jesus is all about love. John 3:16, "God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son." So it makes you wonder why that son would be willing to die on the cross if he didn't love us, if he didn't care for us, if he didn't want peace between him and us. Well, he does want love. But when it comes to sin, he's all about justice. It is truly his way or the highway. Sin needs to be punished, and sometimes that takes a sword. Not to mention, but that many times in the Bible, God's word is pictured as a sword. Sometimes as a two-edged sword. And that picture shows us that God's word is effective. It works. It acts. It does what God intends it to do. And so when Jesus says that he comes to bring a sword, it means that he is active in the world, bringing salvation into the world. So as we leave Matthew chapter 10 and move to Matthew 11, we have a much more positive message, a much more gospel-oriented message. We see comfort in Matthew 11. And we have the comfort mainly of knowing that Jesus is in charge. Jesus says, "All things have been handed over to me by the Father." Do you have any clue what that means? It means that sin doesn't rule the world because Jesus does. That means that death doesn't rule the world, Jesus does. That means that violence doesn't rule the world, Jesus does. That means that even Satan doesn't rule the world because Jesus does. It is so comforting to know that Jesus is in control. And even though sin, death, and Satan are all around us, we know that Jesus is in control. The world and everything else is in His great, loving, almighty Jesus' hands. And then Jesus goes on. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know what? No one can give you rest like Jesus can. No one else can take away your sins like Jesus does. No one else can give you real peace like Jesus. No one else can give you true comfort and security like Jesus. Now, Jesus may not take our labors away. He may not take our problems away, but He will take them on Himself so that we have rest. Because Jesus truly cares about us and watches over us. And then Jesus goes on. See, the gospel doesn't end there. Jesus goes on and He tells the disciples, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Unlike Heinert, I didn't grow up on a farm. I grew up in middle of metropolitan Detroit, and there wasn't a yoke to be found anywhere. So I have no idea what it's like to wear a yoke. I mean, typically, yokes are for animals, aren't they? They're not for people. But this is a picture that would have spoken to Jesus' audience. It would have captured their attention. And I guess if Jesus can carry a cross for me in the midst of all of those troubles, I can take that yoke from Him. And you know, it's strange to think about the Almighty God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who created the whole entire world. And yet He says here that He is gentle and lowly in heart. But that's the kind of God we have. And because He is gentle and lowly in heart, He will give us rest for our souls. The world can give us its all. Satan can attack us left and right, but with Jesus' yoke upon us, we will find true rest for our souls. And you know, I think of these yokes as being big, bulky, wooden things that weigh a couple hundred pounds. Well, in doing some research, which means I looked it up on the internet, I found out that a single yoke only weighs about 15 pounds. A double yoke might weigh around 66 pounds. And yes, Jesus says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And you know why that is? That's because Jesus has done all the heavy work for us. Jesus has carried the burden of our sin to the cross. He has paid the penalty of our sin on the cross. He even suffered all the pains of hell for us in our place so that our burden before God is so light. All we need to do is to put on our faith and trust in Him. He took our huge burden of sin and replaced it with His light yoke of faith. So Matthew chapter 10 was all about the challenges that Christians face in sharing the faith. And Matthew chapter 11 is all about Jesus and the comfort that He offers us with faith in Him. And I got to tell you, normally I write my sermons in my office, usually on a Thursday, get a cup of coffee, go to my office, close the door, and start writing. This week was very, very different because I wrote the bulk of my sermon in the emergency room while Mark Eichhorst was resting in bed, waiting to go home. And especially that part where I said that no one can give us rest like Jesus, and no one can take away our sins like Jesus, and no one else can give us real peace like Jesus. No one else can give us true comfort and security like Jesus. And that Jesus may not end our labors, but he will take him on himself so that we have rest. That was all written in the emergency room with Mark. I was standing by Mark's side, and he actually asked me to leave. And I said, no, I'm not going to leave. And he said, please, Pastor, please, please leave. But I didn't listen to him because I could see the vitals up on all the machines, and I knew that they weren't good. And so he finally asked me to sit down, and so that's when I did sit down, and that's when I began typing. Mark was such a strong inspiration. In the midst of pain and suffering, he still trusted in God and kept asking over and over and over again to go home. In fact, when he got to the emergency room, one of the first things that he told the nurse was that he was going to die. He wasn't scared. He wasn't afraid. He just wanted to go home. So when I got to the emergency room and they had finished their exam, the nurse, who was wonderful, by the way, she asked if he was a man of faith. And again, she saw the vital signs and knew what was coming. And I said, oh yeah, he's a man of faith. And she suggested, yeah.
It might be a good time to say a prayer. And we did. So if Mark can find comfort and peace in the Lord, in the midst of pain and suffering, in the very last hours of his life, then we too should be able to find comfort in our God as we go on and enjoy the pleasures of this life. May God be with you and watch over you and give you that easy yoke and the peace and rest that we need every day until that day when he takes us home. In Jesus' name, amen.